This is the Pittsburgh Section National Council of Jewish Women Oral History 2. I am Mimi Bly here with Ruth Adelson to interview Kitty Ruttenberg on January the 30th, 1992. Kitty, please give us your address.
We live at the address, 307 South District Street, Atrium.
Thank you. Kitty, today I would like to talk to you about your Pittsburgh Index of Judaic and Jewish Art, the committee that you've formed. If you would share with us its purpose.
Well, let me just correct today. That's a big field now. In fact, because of the dramatic rising evaluation of items of Judaica, it has become also big business. But we're not on the business end. Our committee has a historical perspective on it. And we would like to see our Jewish culture in all its manifestations not only live on to future generations, but be well known and be made available for study and research by all in the community on into future generations. So I would say the purpose of it is to, the purpose of our index is mainly educational. In creating the Index of Jewish Art, we're making Jewish visual culture available to all people of all nations, denominations, ages, and genders. And the existence of this visual culture has to be manifested in all possible ways so that our culture will be known to all. In working on it, we have certain methodology and certain specific practical ways of getting this done.
Can you tell us what establishments you will be working with to collect the Judaic and Jewish art in the greater Pittsburgh area?
Well, let me clarify this concept. We're not collecting items, objects of Judaica. We are doing the documentation on them. And to answer your question then on how do we go about it?
Yes.
Well, we make our contacts with first the synagogues and all other related communal organizations who may have Judaica or ritual object collections. And we send a team of two or three of our catalogers, well prepared and trained in this work, and they all have the art background. And some of them have even degrees in art history, etc. And one or two of our people are very well versed in the Judaic aspect of tradition. We send them to the synagogue that we have been in touch with, in close connection with two already. And the team find, describe, photograph, which are the steps in cataloging, all these objects, which then become our storehouse of information. Eventually it will be sent to, or any number of them, we are not yet ready to send certain samples to the Jerusalem Center for Jewish Art, where they will be checked for either accuracy or style in writing or information, and will become part of the Jerusalem Index, which is also in computerized form, so that we will have Pittsburgh's treasury of objects available for researchers and art historians anywhere in the world.
This is a pilot program that you expect will be expanded.
It is in Pittsburgh a pilot project. It just happened to become that for personal reasons. It is now going on, it has been going on for 20 years in Europe, first in Eastern Europe, where it was very difficult to work before the opening up of the political situation. But such scholarly work was possible with other sister cultural organizations in Eastern Europe, like museums and so forth. And also it's been going on in on the continent, France, Holland, Belgium, and in England.
Now I would like to discuss your committee, and I'll start with Ellie Turk-Barman. If you would tell us a little bit about her and what she will be doing on the committee.
Well, we're all as a group in a way all having something to do in policy making and the direction we take and the definition and redefinition of our chores and assignments. She is, of course, quite prominent in local art circles. She's also chair of the JCC Art Committee. She's very valuable to us. Let's see. Debbie and
Debbie
Berkowitz and Barbara Mendelowitz are skilled PR people. At the moment, they're not as active as they've been, and they will be, but we can turn to them for help on matters of PR and publicity.
Okay, thanks.
Marcia, of course, Marcia Frumelman is in a class by herself, and we really couldn't do without her expertise in organizational matters and predicting and forecasting how certain steps in the way of getting properly set up and organized. Without that knowledge, we wouldn't know how to go about it. Joan is very, Joan Kaplan is a docent at Carnegie and very knowledgeable. Victor Cavalier has shown his interest and is active now in preparing foundation money, foundation contact for us. B.G. Morrison is working on private money and is very much interested in what we're doing. Alex Orvoff and Jerry Rosenberg and David Wilkins are our academic advisory, so to speak. Alex is, of course, the chair, or he's now on a sabbatical, but has been from time to time chair of the Jewish Studies program at Pitt. And David is an outstanding person in the art world, and I think until just now he's been chairman of the Fine Arts Department at the University of Pittsburgh. And Jerry Rosenberg currently is our treasurer and very much in the Pitt academic picture. Shoshana Rosenberg is a docent and has an art background and knowledgeable about Judaic matters. Shirley Stark, at the moment, may not be as active as she would like to be, but she had been a teacher at Chatham College, and very knowledgeable in art history. She's an art historian. Who am I leaving out?
Barbara Trellis.
Barbara Trellis, of course, is outstanding in textiles, Jewish, Judaic textile work, an artist in her own right.
Faina Weingartner.
Faina Weingartner. Relatively new in the Pittsburgh area, communal work and so on, and she herself says she's new in Jewish relationships. She's very, very knowledgeable organizational person.
Seema Horvath.
Seema has art background and has recently started to work with us, and she goes out with Elaine Rosen on indexing. Elaine herself is very active as a docent. She's a very well-known lecturer at various functions, and she and somebody else on this, I don't know what's going on, Sylvia Puchak are heads of two teams of indexers who are now in the field doing the cataloging.
To go down your list,
Elaine especially is well prepared on both the Judaic, Hebrew, and the art level.
Anne Powell.
Anne Powell just recently came on our board and is a very skilled all around person who's talented. Tessa Winograd also. She's now our secretary.
And Florence Rudolph?
Yes, Florence is especially talented in getting office work systematized and putting all our nitty-gritty activities into the show.
Esther Kleinsky?
Esther Kleinsky, yes. She too has an strong art background and is very well prepared on Judaic matters, and she too is an indexer. So now let me see out. Recall there are five indexers at work.
Joan.
Yes, I mentioned Joan Stafford.
No,
Joan Chalmers. She also, I'm not sure if it's the art background or something very related to it, Judaic matters, and it's very helpful in making contact with Joan.
And the only one we have left now is Kitty Ruttenberg.
Now I wonder how I came to be on this committee. Excuse me. Well, I had the idea. I was so excited over the prospects of doing something like this in this country and here in our own community after I found out about all the work that Professor Marcus has done and is doing through the Center for Jewish Art, which we support in Jerusalem. And I spread the word. I called six or seven people together, and they all seem to be so very much taken with the idea that never mind that there's no immediate public acclaim, or never mind that it's not something that is everybody's thing to do. We all felt that this was something that we should get into and do for our community, as well as for the personal gratification, as well as for the larger purpose of the Center for Jewish Art Day. I guess you could classify me as a collector, art collector.
You mentioned a Professor Narkis. Would you give us the correct spelling of his name, please?
N-A-R-K-I-S in English.
And he is with the Center for Jewish Art in Jerusalem?
Yes, he founded it some 20 years ago. He has been and still is a professor of art at Hebrew University. He is the son of the Salel Narkis, who founded the Talon School of Art in Jerusalem. Very honored name in Jewish and Israeli art circles.
May I ask you at this time what the Bezalel School of Art?
Bezalel, B-E-Z-A-L-E-L. That was the name of the first mentioned artist in the Bible.
That's the first name of the fellow.
What was your question?
Well, that answered it, because I was not familiar with the fellow, and I wanted to clarify what that was.
Yeah.
So that took care of that. Now, Professor
Larkins wrote an article in Hadassah magazine in 87 called it The Ultimate Jewish Catalog, which more or less describes the his project, which is really a global treasure hunt. So in Pittsburgh, we're going to do our bit in looking for, identifying, and cataloging these treasures.
So we would classify Professor Narcus as the father of this whole project.
Yes.
You had mentioned a few minutes ago some of the people on your committee are involved with securing money. Would you give us an idea of what the monies are going to be used for?
Well, raising money is an uphill fight for any organization, but we're not deterred. We're doing the work already in a slow and determined way. Money, as we have set up our budget in seeking money, will be used to pay for the highly professional and detailed kind of work that this project entails. We're a volunteer organization now, and fortunately for us, some of our people, and especially those who do the indexing, are highly qualified to do the work. But it is a tedious and difficult and time-consuming project, and it's something we can't foresee how long it will take, because we don't yet know how much of this treasure is in the Pittsburgh community. But as we are getting into it, we're finding that there's more and more of it out there. The money will be used to carry on the normal functions of an organization, but mostly for it on its professional level area.
Currently, there are indexers in the field in Pittsburgh. Can we start with where you are at this time?
We're working in two synagogues and embarking on a third one within a week or so. We already made the contacts, and our indexers are welcome to start. I'm not sure, though, that I should name names. Yes, I think in this case it's all right. The Rosh Hashanah Temple has a fantastic, fabulous museum. They call it a museum. It's really a storehouse of maybe hundreds of items. And I dare say that membership, or even the most active members of their congregation, don't know what they have. And to be ignorant of it, or to be unaware of your own strength, I think it's deplorable. So one of the many byproducts of our work will be to make available this information, and not only to those in whose hands the objects may be found, but in the community, and make us not only aware of our strength in tradition, in Jewish history, and our contribution by our identification as Jewish culture, but to make it known to everyone else, the contribution a Jewish presence has made or is making in our community. And this will be known then for future times, because after all, what what risk there is or what danger there may be in losing this awareness is what makes us want to do this.
So the committee has contacted Rhoda Schoen and has a team of indexers working at that synagogue presently.
Yes, they've had several sessions there. As a matter of fact, one interesting piece in the Chronicle a couple of months ago, about three menorahs appeared just before Hanukkah, about three menorahs. And in that article, we did not name the synagogue because we didn't want to expose any one person or one institution to questioning their security. These objects may be either very rare and or very valuable. However, in this article, this was written by two of our indexers, Shirley Stark and Elaine Rosen, discussed not only describing their objects, but having some thoughts about how they were used at the time they were fashioned, and what possible connection there was between the object and the community from which they sprung. It's a very interesting article. We hope to be able to share some of these findings future times.
When the committee makes contact with the individual synagogue, can you walk us through that process?
Well, we are received by either the executive director or the rabbi himself or someone very much in charge. And the indexers have with them photographic equipment and all the necessary tools to take notes, etc. After all, they have to measure, they have to have dimensions of each object. And they sit maybe 2 or 3 hours wherever these objects are, or they collect the objects in a central place where they are comfortably situated. And investigate every aspect of it. An object may have not only shape and form and dimensions, but it may have Hebrew inscriptions. Of course, in most cases, and certainly at Rhoda Schoen, because they call themselves a museum, they have every way proving that they are. That there are some legends or some descriptions of their own that they have with the object, but that is not enough for us. The indexers do a very thorough job of identification.
Does the individual synagogue have a committee that is there with the indexers that they're working with, or it's just they have gotten with the rabbi or the administrator of the temple?
We do not as yet have a close connection, but I think we should work out a relationship with either the sisterhood and someone designated by them to help us locate the object and make us feel more at home in a strange place. The connection between the synagogue and the indexers and with our own committee at large is an important one, and I think we have much to work out on that level. We don't want to be a deep dark secret. We want to be not only known by the people for whom we do this, but we want to be obviously well appreciated, and then in the long run, it'll be a matter for public concern.
At the completion of the project in the individual synagogue, is there a written report for that synagogue to keep, as well as will you explain how that will work?
Well, yes, we contemplate doing that, and perhaps in the form of a functional meeting by the sisterhood or by the synagogue or perhaps in the framework of a dedication ceremony, perhaps, to present this inventory or index, survey, whatever you call it, to the synagogue so that they themselves will feel the usefulness of our project that completed.
So we have a group at Road of Sholem.
Temple Sinai. And now, another week or so, the indexers will go to Yeshurun. I don't remember, there's another word used designating that synagogue. Rabbi Morris Landis is
all of these synagogues are in Pittsburgh that we've
yes,
mentioned so far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does the committee at any time think it'll expand to what we consider the greater Pittsburgh area, since we're seeing so many
possibly. If we have enough money, enough personnel, we hope that this will just expand into a very exciting overall survey and search for and identification of ritual objects as well as objects used in the home to that speak of leading a Jewish life.
I think at that point the question that I have is, how will you perpetuate this? Will there be a training program that each one of your committee members will incorporate for their expertise?
Professor Marcus is about to arrive in this country this weekend, I'm sure. And in fact, next Tuesday he will speak to the Klutznik Museum of Bnei Brit. Not only giving lectures on various subjects that he's an expert on, but perhaps starting such a committee as we have here in Pittsburgh. We are going to take advantage of his presence here and invite him and hope to have him here one day to give us more additional information on how to go about a lot of things we are not quite sure about, and as well as to make possible a visit by one of their staff from Jerusalem to come to Pittsburgh, stay with us a week or so, and have sessions of preparation and
to perpetuate for the training.
A training period for our investors. The more we do this, the more we realize whatever we know, that is, I'm speaking for the indexers now, we need to know more. This is not only a never-ending search for the object, but a search for further knowledge in the field. For all of us and for the indexers.
Your committee is quite extensive. I haven't counted how many are on there. But it's a nice size committee, and
yes.
I would think that in order for it to perpetuate, that each one of these members would stay with you, and with a smile on your face, I'm thinking that you're hoping
well,
that they
we
will.
We need to keep all this interest at a very high level, so as not to lose anyone, and in fact, to gain more of their time, perhaps, or some more additional people.
I think that's all the questions that I have at this time. Would you like to share any more information that you have?
A newsletter put out by the Center for Jewish Arts has some interesting bits and pieces on their global work. And one question that came up locally, and I'm sure it occurs everywhere, about the question of security and safety and security, so to speak. An interesting point here about how the Center for Jewish Art was able to lend a hand to the police, so that in terms of, my goodness, we don't want the whole wide world to know what we've got, we also can be helpful in locating missing items. Museums, very often, not often, but it happens that there's theft and lose valuable objects. And if I may read just part of this bit about lending a hand to the police. Three years ago, Interpol contacted the Center for Jewish Art on some ceremonial objects stolen from, it happened at the time, the Budapest synagogue. But something like that happened in Russia as well, I think in Leningrad. And the police were able to do the proper work in retrieving missing objects. Now, the Jerusalem